Hey, it's 18 minutes after 3, hour 1 of Downtown on your Tuesday.
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
Well, it's time of the season to start thinking football. Patriots report tomorrow. Camp opens later on this week, and before we know it, we'll be right into the thick of this National Football League season. To talk more about the Pats, we are joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Christopher Price of WEEI in Boston. Chris, good afternoon.
That is some professional DJ work right there. You hit that post perfectly.
Yeah, those old habits die hard. It's funny.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Great pride in that for some ridiculous reason. I don't know why. You just got done with a little live chat with Patriots fans online, so let's start there. What are the biggest concerns of fans as we get ready to open camp?
Well, I think the biggest questions right now are how they're going to split up the quarterback reps. I think when you look at the dilemma that's facing them to start the season, obviously you want to have Brady as ready as possible, but at the same time, you know you're not going to have him for the first four games of the regular season. And so what do you do? Do you give Garoppolo more opportunities during camp? Do you give him more opportunities during game, the preseason, whatever? I think right now as it stands, my gut feeling is that they proceed business as usual, but I think the biggest change we're going to see is in the preseason games. I think we're going to see more game reps for Garoppolo in those preseason games. So I think really that's the biggest question that people have. I think one of the things that was brought up during the chat that we had today was the offensive line. And I think that is kind of getting lost in the wash a little bit here. When we talk about Brady and what's going to happen to Brady and the return of some healthy guys, and I think that, you know, the fatal flaw of last year's team was the leaky offensive line. And I think that you feel a little bit better about it with Dante Scarnecchia coming back and Nate Solder, at least ostensibly, you know, being somewhere close to 100%. But, you know, you still don't know. And I think that's one of the big questions that people have is, can Scarnecchia get that offensive line back to where it needs to be? Can Solder, you know, return to his role as that steady left tackle? So those are the two things, at least initially, that jumped out with a lot of folks earlier this afternoon.
Is that offensive line also where we'll see perhaps the most interesting and maybe important positional battles in preseason?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Rich. I think that, you know, and that's something, again, that I don't think we're really, a lot of people are talking enough about it. You know, admittedly, you know, offensive line play is not the sexiest thing in the world, but, you know, I think really one of the biggest keys for this team is going to be getting successful offensive line play. And it's so tough to be able to look at a group and say, well, you know, this is the best group. And I think that when you consider the resume of someone like a Joe Tooney, when you consider someone like Jonathan Cooper, who I think is a fascinating prospect, looking to turn his career around in New England, top 10 pick a couple of years ago with Arizona, just never worked out there. I think those two guys present themselves to be really intriguing prospects when you're talking about how this offensive line play is going to shake out. But I think the biggest thing, really, when you talk about this, is that the Patriots, they do so much mixing and matching along the offensive line over the course of the summer, over the course of the preseason. We're not going to really know who is slotted where, other than, you know, you can look at the tackle spots. You can feel good about, you know, Solder left tackle, Vollmer right tackle. But the other three positions, I think right now, I don't want to say they're up in the air, but it's going to be fascinating to watch some of those positional battles going forward.
A lot of familiar names on the pup list that was released with Edelman, Amendola, Vollmer, Deion Lewis. Are injuries a factor? And if not now, when do they start to become a factor?
I don't think they're a factor, but I think that they certainly bear watching. I think the health of this team bears watching, because you do have a couple of guys, you know, most notably Deion Lewis, Julian Edelman, who were banged up at the end of the year, or in Edelman's case, had some off-season procedures. He was in and out of a walking boot. So I think that's worth keeping an eye on. You know, and obviously the same is true for every team. You want to be as healthy as possible going into the regular season, but I think it's especially true when you look at those two guys in particular. I think they're going to take it slow with both of them. I'd be surprised to see Edelman play any significant preseason snaps. Maybe after week one or two, I know traditionally he doesn't play a whole lot in the preseason. I know, you know, Gronkowski really doesn't play a whole lot in the preseason, but I think the rest of the guys, I don't think there are any surprise names on PUP. I think the surprises come in when you consider a guy like, LeGarrette Blount is not PUP, given the way his season ended with a hip issue. So I think right now I don't think that any of those PUP assignees are necessarily in any sort of overall trouble, but I think health always bears watching at this time of the year.
Chris, with all the other storylines going on with the Patriots, there hasn't been an awful lot of chatter at all about the young players, including the draft choices from this season. Is there any chatter out there that we should know about some of the young guys?
I think the two guys who really stand out to me is the guys who have the best opportunity to make a significant impact on this year's team are second-round draft pick Cyrus Jones, the cornerback out of Alabama, for a couple of reasons, and then the offensive lineman I discussed before, Joe Tooney. I think those two guys, when you look at the depth chart, when you look at the personnel, when you look at their background, those are the two guys that have the best opportunity to make something of themselves this year. That's not to dismiss the entire draft class, because eventually they'll be able to grow and evolve, but I think when you look at everything that's going to come into play, those two guys, for me, have the best opportunity to make an impact this year. I think Cyrus Jones looked very, very comfortable alongside some veteran defensive backs over the course of the spring workouts. I think he sets up nicely to be that slot/nickel corner to start the year. And then you consider his special teams value. I think he has a chance to make an impact there as well. And again, I think the guard position is wide open. And I think given what we saw of him over the course of his college career, obviously the pads haven't gone on yet, so there's no real barometer, there's no real place where we can kind of fit him into the picture as of yet, but I think Tooney has a chance to make an impact along that offensive line. And then there's always, it seems like going back the last decade plus, there's always some undrafted free agent that comes out of nowhere, mm-hmm. ends up making an impact on this team. Maybe you look at a guy like DJ Foster, a guy like Jonathan Jones, those are possibilities to kind of think of down the road as well.
We're talking with Christopher Price of WEEI. He had a great piece yesterday about the 10 things worth keeping an eye on at Patriots camp. And one of those is the veterans who've come in trying to pick things up and get up to speed. And we've heard time and time again about guys who come in here and can't master the playbook and have some struggles. So who are the guys to keep an eye on in the preseason?
I think the biggest guy is Martellus Bennett, figuratively and literally. Bennett is a guy who comes to New England with a really impressive background. 60, 70, 80 catches a year in the last few years. I think that the Patriots are obviously going to be looking to build a lot of two tight end sets. I know that they struggled in that aspect last year with Chandler. He just couldn't fit in for whatever reason. I think Bennett presents himself to be a really interesting dynamic. The Gronkowski Bennett combination presents itself to be a really interesting dynamic, because I think at least over the course of the spring, the limited action we saw the two of them on the field together, they look like they work well together. It's all a matter, though, at this point, of Bennett being able to get up to speed when the pads go on Saturday, in really consistently being able to get on the same page with Brady. He did a really good job over the course of the spring. But again, that was just spring workouts. Those were OTAs. That was a relatively low speed compared to what we're going to see over the course of the next 10 days or so. So Bennett is the guy who jumps off the page for me. On the other side, you can kind of balance it. There's a little bit of Terrence Knight and a little bit of Chris Long. I'm fascinated to see Chris Long. Every single year, there seems to be at least one guy, a veteran defensive lineman, who comes to New England looking for one last shot. He's in his 30s, looking for a shot at postseason glory. And I think Knighton obviously had the run of success with the Broncos a couple of years ago. But I think when you look at a guy like Long, I think Long is a guy who's really thirsting for some playoff experience. So those are the two guys for me on the defensive side of the ball. Plus, back on offense, it's Martellus Bennett.
And you pose the question that comes up for Patriots fans every year: can Gronk continue to be Gronk, and for how much longer?
Yeah, that's... I think, the more intriguing question for me right now is the second part of that. How much longer can he do it? I think that there's no disrespect intended, but, he plays such a physical game, and you've seen him, suffer the injuries he's had over the course of his first, 6 years in the league, 5 years in the league. I think that's a good question. I don't think we're looking at a Tony Gonzalez type where he's going to play until he's 40, but I do think, as long as he stays healthy, the sky's the limit for this offense. And I referenced, I don't know if I referenced it in this piece, but I've done it a couple times over the course of the summer. When you look at the record for tight end production, the Patriots, 2011 Patriots, really in a lot of ways set the standard. I wonder if this group, if they stay healthy, if Bennett is the guy that we all think he can be, if they can break that record, if they can go for 170 catches combined. I think that's going to be fascinating to watch.
Chris, before we let you go, is there a fair amount of upside in this Brady suspension, in that obviously we learn what Jimmy Garoppolo can or cannot do, but also in the fact that you've got an aging quarterback who now only has to play three quarters of a regular season?
Yeah, but I understand where you're going with that, Rich, but I think that every play that Tom Brady is not on the field for this team, this team takes an incremental step back. Brady is the guy. Brady is one of the, in my opinion, still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I think it's great to be able to know what you have in Jimmy Garoppolo for a decision, if you have to make that decision down the road. But I do think ultimately the bottom line here is that when Brady's on the field, they're a better team. And I think that they're going to be able to get through this. I still believe they're going to go 3-1, maybe 2-2 at worst. And they're still going to be on that short list for Super Bowl teams. They're going to be a Final Four team. If everything just goes into the dumper, I still believe they're a Final Four team. But I think that, you know, really to ultimately answer your question, I think that they want to have Brady on the field for as many snaps as possible.
Christopher Price, WEEI, always a great coverage of the Pats. Love talking with you. Thanks for making time this afternoon, and we'll do it again before too long.
Sounds good. Take care, guys. We'll